Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are talking about the expulsion of about 600 medical students from the University of Zimbabwe residencies following a protest over increase in tuition fees yesterday. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back. We are also streaming, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com. About 600 University of Zimbabwe medical students are hard-pressed for accommodation tonight, and some are actually on the streets after they were kicked out of college housing yesterday following a protest over school fees increases. Lichona njani zulukandaba ikuti bana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje sikhangela ukuxotshwa kwabafundi abafundela ubudokotela e-University of Zimbabwe. Batshengiseleke abafundi laba izolo besola ukukhwezwa kwempatalo yemfundo esingathi nge-30%. Basebethola ke incwadi izolo ntambama beyitshela ukubana kumele baphume baphele ezindlini zaleli kolishi. Sikhuluma nje bagcwele emachurchi, bagcwele esihlobeni labangane lamhlanje abanenge. Abanye babikwa besesitaladeni bengela ndawo zokuhlala ngoba abanye ngabavela kude baxotshiwe ke university ku-housing. Ezindlini kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela njalo batshengisele bengela mvumo. Baterere kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa chebe chidiki. Nasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yekudzingwa kwevadzidzi vanoita zvidzidzo zveuchiremba ku University of Zimbabwe, zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavakaita nezuro vachinyunyuta nepamusana pekukwidzwa kwemari yedzidzo. Vakazotumirwa matsamba manheru acho nezuro vachiudzwa kuti vabude mudzimba dzecollege dzeUniversity of Zimbabwe. Kutaura kudai, vamwe vacho vapotera kumachechi ndiko kwavari kurara nhasi, asi vamwe vanonzi vari mumigwagwa havana kuwana kwavangarara. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. And many of you will remember that Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag movement joined these students in campus yesterday as they protested, and he was arrested thereafter, and he's being charged with inciting violence, public violence. I believe he remains in custody tonight, and it appears he's spending a second day in custody. We saw the human rights organization Amnesty International releasing a statement today saying that the Zimbabwean government continues on its repressive path, trying to beat down human rights advocates, human rights defenders. And it was saying that the government should actually release Pastor Ivan Mawarire without any further ado. Yilo ke utaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ngiyacho mina ukubana izolo uPastor Ivan Mawarire lizakhumbula ukubana ubotshiwe ngemva kokutshengisela la abafundi laba wetheswa umlando ke wokutshotshozela udlakela. Sibonile namhlanje inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele iAmnesty International isethula ke umbiko isola ukubotshwa kukaMawarire isithi yona kumele akhululwe njalo ukubotshwa kwakhe kukhomba sobala ukubana uhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe, uhulumende weZANU-PF kazimiselanga ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu ngoba ayisilocala ukuthi umuntu atshengisele ngokuthula. Kodwa esikubone izolo sibone kusiba lodlakela ekutshengiseleni lokhu ukuthi udlakela lolu luvele ngaphi. That's a subject of debate, but esikubone kumifanekiso kuma video esiwathunyelweyo ukuthi uma security guard abalindi kuleli college abanye bathi ngomahobo yibo abaqaleke ukuchaya abafundi kwasokuqhamuka ke ingxabanxoza khonapho ndiyonyaya irimugango nasi dirikuzeyashe inyaya kusungwa kwaba Pastor Ivan Mawarire vaka batikanawo pakuratidzira uku nezuro. Amnesty International yaburisa mashoko nasi ichikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti irelease ibvise musungwa vaMawarire nekuti akuratidzira hakuzi mhosva. So that's basically what we are talking about tonight, and I'm struggling to hear my producer to hear who we have on the line. Okay, joining us now is one of the expelled students who sought refuge at a church in Harare. Tonight, as we speak, the student is at that church, and we are not going to identify this student for obvious reason. Good evening, and welcome on Studio 7.
Okay. Maswira,
baby. Ataswira, maswira, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, tell us, give us a clear picture of what's happening at the moment. We understand that you are at some church. How many are you guys, and how was your day?
Yeah, our day was bad. It wasn't good at all. Currently, we are about 25 students. And we don't know the other guys when are they going to join us, because currently the other guys, they are at the UZ main campus and they are being evicted now as we speak by the security guard, because yesterday they didn't check out. So currently we are 25 so far.
And how about food? We saw Zinasu running around and some civil society groups such as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights are going to court seeking a reversal of this, you know, move by the University of Zimbabwe. Did you get any food?
Yeah, the food we are being supplied by the church and the well-wishers. We don't know who exactly is giving us who is buying us the food, but we are just getting the food at the church. That's where all the students, they've been getting the students from the well-wishers and the donors.
Okay, so to make things clear, you guys have been expelled from college housing, not from the university itself. You can continue with your studies.
Currently, no, there are no studies undertaking at the medical school. We have been expelled from the residence. But as we speak now, tomorrow there's supposed to be an exam. The guys who are supposed to write an exam at 8 o'clock, at half past 8. So, literally speaking, clean the school is on. According to the university, they haven't yet stopped the studies. But the students, because we don't have anywhere to stay, we haven't bathed since morning, so there's no one who's going to school for some studies. But according to the usage, we're supposed to go to school tomorrow for an exam.
Saka mboti taurira ine kukwira kwefizi ya muri kukokana nayo apa mukoma yakwira ichibva papi ichinda papi?
Okay, so currently as a medical student we are supposed to pay about 450 tuition fee and then 322 mandatory fee, so which means that our fees this semester we're supposed to be $772. But currently the situation is the tuition fee has been increased from 450 per semester to about $900 per semester, and then you add on the mandatory fee, which is about $322 plus $900, which gives us about $1,200 something, and then you also add the accommodation fees, which is about $350 per 15 weeks. And then you also add $400 per 15 weeks. And then you also add another $400 for the other 15 weeks. So which is about $900 plus $1,200, which gives us about roughly about $2,100. That's where our fees currently are supposed to pay for a period of 30 weeks.
And obviously vakawanda venyu havaigoni mari havagoni kuiwana.
We cannot afford actually at the situation Patrick Badra $772. We cannot even actually afford some. We cannot even be in race as we currently speak. We cannot be in race. We cannot afford the $450 for race. We are staying outside the campus and we are struggling to meet to find our ends meet.
Please hold for me the Mkoma. Please do stay on the line. That's one of the expelled University of Zimbabwe students that we are not identifying for obvious reasons. Siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo, and joining me now is lawmaker Peter Mataruse, who chairs the committee, the parliamentary committee on higher education. Vamataruse Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, baba.
Aiwa, tiripo. Kurise kuchino yuko.
Ah, kuchino yuko lanaka.
That's good.
Asi hakuna ku kwa muri koko.
Ano kuna kuri bostere. Asi hakuna kunaka ku Harare uko ku UZ. Kwataona kuchidzingwa ma vadzidzi vanoita zveuchiremba vari kuchema sekunzwa kwenyu right now. They've nowhere to go. Muri kuzvionawo sei sachigaro vekomiti inoona nedzidzo yepamusorosoro?
Ndatoinzwawo nhasi, ndatofonerwawo neumwe journalist aitaura nyaya yacho. Tikati mutsanangurira kuti no, nyaya yakumbonzi kukwidzwa kwemafizi zvakambotaurwa kutanga kwegore, tikamiramira chaizvo ikabva yasiyiwa nezvayo. Saka nyaya yekukwidzwa nemafizi nemamiri yakaita nyika yedu zvakaoma. Komiti hainyanyi kufara nazvo, haina kufara nazvo nyange pazvaida kukwidzwa. Saka tiri kutoti no, sekomiti tiri kumhanyamhanya kuti aiwa tinobvee vanavo kuti aiwa garai pasi mutauriyani. Paende paite contenders vasvike pane pachidano chinoita kuti chikoro chirambe chichienda mberi, vana vachibhadhara zvetirokwanisa sevabereki. Vabereki takaomerwa, and isusu tichatotora danho kuti mangwana garinenge ririko tinzwisise pakuna minista kuti nyaya iyi achaishandisa sei, bhikozi kudzingwa kwevana kunotirwadza zvakanyanya sekomiti.
Asi tichitarisa chikonzero vamataruse, vana ava vari kuchema nekushaya mari vari kushorawo hurumende nekutadza kuextend atingati ma-student loans everywhere in every country, and I'm talking about every normal country where you go. ma students government ine malona inopa ma students kuvabatsira kuti vange vachibhadhara ma tuition and mamwe ma costs anowanikwa panyaya dzidzo. Ko Zimbabwe zviri kufamba sei?
Ka budget rakataita iregore rine pakanetsa kuti taite ka allocation kevana as
I'm sorry, we have lost Chinoy lawmaker Peter Peter Mataruse there. Vanova Sachigaru ve committee parliament inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro soro. Ngomnumzana Peter Mataruse ke lo obe khuluma ecingweni lo qumile ucingo lwakhe ngomgcini sihlalo wecommittee ekhangelane lezemfundo yaphezulu obe sola kakhulu ukuxotshwa kwabafundi laba 600 e-University of Zimbabwe izolo ngemva kokubana betshengisele besola ukukhwezwa kwembhadalo yemfundo nge-30%. Bathi ikhwelile ke imali abayibhadalayo isuka kubo 450 khonapho yafika kubo 900 isidingakala yonke isihlangana yonke imali abayibhadalayo I think it's 15 months or so kuyabe kumele babhadale imali efika kubo 2000 njalo bakhala ke njengoba lisazi ukuthi umumo weZimbabwe unjani. Bengimbuza ke uMataruse ukuthi khona kungani uhulumende weZimbabwe engafaki isikhwama eceleni abe encedisa abafundi ngalokuthiwa ngama-student loans. Kwakukhona ke kudala kodwa sazi ukuthi kwasuka kwathini mhlawumbe ngomumo wezenotho ngamanga kuhle uhulumende wasuka wehluleka kodwa ke akulandlela abafundi abangaphumelela benelise ukubhadala izimali zabo ngayo kungela ncedo abalitholayo kuhulumende. Ndimbodzoka kumdzidzi ari kuimwe church anovamdzidzi mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro muchiripo paro nhare here mukomango?
Hello, tichiripo paro nhare.
Okay, uko hanzi ne University of Zimbabwe hanzi makanga muchiratidzira nemhirizhonga nezuro ndizvo here izvo?
Isusu sema students tanga takamira pa students union pa building yatinobvumira uyezve panzvimbo yatinobvumira kunge tichiratidzira ipapo anditika and then security is it ndo yakanga yakamira yakachengetedza kuti tisadarike imwe nzira yavanga vachita tipanodarika anditika ndopa vakatanga kurova mastudents asi hapana mastudents vakakanda matombo sezvo vakanyora hakuna mastudent akakanda matombo panotori nemavhidhios atoripo izvezvi amwe acho akatokandwa pamasocial media nechii nechii anoratidza zvakaitika mastudents ndo vaitorova nesecurity yekupaivet actually the university they wanted to counteract that effect nekuti nyepera kuti vakakanda matombo asi hapana kana mastudent kana wano kakanda dombo.
Aha, please do stay on the line there mkoma wangu an anonymous student talking to us from some church that we are also not identifying in Harare again for obvious reasons. And joining me now is my third guest, and that's a man who needs no introduction. That's Doug Coltart, a human rights lawyer. Doug, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, I understand that you are representing, is it some of these students or all of these students? What's going on? Tell us, you know, your role there. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. So together with ZLHR, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, we are representing all of the students on a number of matters. So the first thing that we're doing, we are challenging the eviction of the students from their residences, which we feel is unlawful because there was no court order which is something that is required by the Constitution, that evictions are arbitrary unless a court order is obtained before the eviction happens. So that matter goes to court tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. That will be heard by the High Court as to whether that the High Court considers that eviction illegal. Then the other matter which we're also representing, two of the students have been arrested. One is the SRC treasurer, the UZ SRC treasurer, who has been arrested and charged with inciting public violence, and then another student who has been charged with criminal nuisance. So the student charged with criminal nuisance will be let go this evening, but the SLC treasurer remained in cells tomorrow, and so we'll be taking that matter to court tomorrow as well.
So you are talking of the SRC Treasurer General, and I believe that's Ignatius. Are there any other students in custody tonight?
No, so it's just the one student who is in custody tonight, so just Ignatius. The other student, I understand, was to be let go. So at this stage, it's just Ignatius, but there are two others who remain in detention tonight. So that's Pastor Ivan Mawaride, who was invited by the students to speak at the demonstration, as well as a friend and a driver of Pastor Ivan. So they have both been charged with inciting public violence as well, despite the fact that in fact, in Pastor Ivan's speech, he actually encouraged the students not to engage in violence, and despite the fact that Ocean was not even present at the time and was simply the driver. He too has been charged with inciting public violence, which is utterly absurd, really. I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
Uh-huh. And when does Pastor Mawarire go to court?
Constitutionally, he must go to court tomorrow, because by tomorrow, the mandatory 48-hour window within which arrested persons must be brought to court will expire, because this is now the second night that Pastor Ivan has been in prison. So unless the police are willing to violate the Constitution, we expect he should be in court tomorrow morning.
Thank you there, Doug. Please do stay on the line. That's Doug Coltart, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Sithathe umlaleli u-Oscar Ndlovu eWange. Kunjani Ndlovu baba?
Kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eWange?
Hayi, Wange iyaqanda.
Hayi, isikhathi sakhona baba. Akusiphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, thina sizuhlungu mina ngomenzi by profession. Ngamadokotela afundayo omele aripresa amadokotela esisebenza lawo ehlukunyezwa kangaka kuzisa ubuhlungu. Asikwazi ukuthi isasa yezempila kahle yake ihamba njani nxa abantwana babefunda. Ukufundela ubudokotela kubuhlungu, ukufundela ubunesi kubuhlungu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu, umuntu uyabezinikela enhliziyweni yakhe. But nxa sehlukuluzwa somele aqeda izifundo zakhe esenziwa so, angiboni ukuthi uyabeza phinda empilweni yakho sikhathi azimisele ukwenza lowo msebenzi, ngoba umsebenzi wangkhona mkhulu.
Mhm, ngezinye indlela uthi uhulumende kalunika uxhaso olwaneleyo kubafundi.
Kakhulu umuntu intamele because lokaba uzinikela uba ngumezi uba ngudokotela, uzinikela empilweni yakho ukuthi uzakunceda abantu abagulayo impilo yakho yonke. And kudinga umuntu ozinikele ngoba abaningi bayayekela bathi hhayi lokho angikukwanisi. Kufuna umuntu sibili olesibili ozimiseleyo. But nxa abantwana besasaqalile ngela umsebenzi wakho onzima, so umsebenzi olulo ukuthi kuthiwa uyathi bhatabhata lapho uyekele. Umsebenzi onzima uyakufuna ukuthi izinhlalo lokuthi uhlale ukukhuleka uNkulunkulu akuxhase ukuthi uwanelise ukuthi uncede abanye abantu.
Mhm, hayi limqotho baba Ndlovu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Qhubu kube lapha kuhle abantu ba.
Hayi kulungile.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Uqhakathekile umsebenzi owenzayo. That's Oscar Ndlovu calling us up from Wange. He says he is a nurse and he obviously sympathizes with the UZ students. Dagga, before I come to you, let me welcome Alistair Funye, Zinasu official. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Funye.
Siyabonga bhuti, siyabonga linjani mahlaba esulu.
Siyabonga
ukuba niyanikile lo
mhlaba. Kakhulu Funye, siphilile lathi ngapha. Sibonile lijona eligijigijima lapha lidingela abafundi laba ukudla njengezinasu. Unjani umumo ungasichazisela? Abanye basemachurchi bangapha abanye?
Abanye basemachurchi, abanye of course labo lapho behlala khona njengama-leaders ezinaso. Usekretary jenerala namuhla ntambama ukwanise ukuthatha about 10 students ukuthi ehambe labo endlini yakhe lapho ahlala khona, nami ngikwanise ukuthatha 10 ukuthi ngihambe labo bahlala khona. So sinaso sikwanise ukumanage about 20 students ukuthi sihambe labo si-identify accommodation labo akwanise ukulala khona.
Kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela babiza uMawarire. UMawarire is considered an agitator by the Zimbabwean government. Do you think it was a wise idea to bring him on?
Thina njengeZimbabwe National Student Union, ukubuya kukaMawarire, yes, solidarity is important at some point in time. But what Njamakinez is correct, Omanari, the primary leader, is solidarity. Not come into campus, but the nature, some solidarity platforms are different from Uwe campus.
Mm-hmm. So, what next for these students, Vunye?
Ogulandela would be these students. They don't have accommodation now. Number two, they don't have food. Number three, some students are prepared for their exam. So, as far as we're concerned, we are trying to re-engage with the administration and the of Zimbabwe, which requires at least to bring back those students into campus, especially campus, and able to take care of their research and be valuable for the next coming exam.
Mm-hmm. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho Funye. Doug, coming back to you, there is now debate about the involvement of Pastor Mawarire in this matter. Some, of course, are critical, saying that, you know, he should not have involved himself in this matter, given his toxic nature. And I'm saying toxic in quotes. You know, that's... how the government views him, while some are saying that, you know what, there's no separation between politics and these students' well-being. Mawarire has a right to associate with any cause. What do you make of those two arguments? Doug?
To say, I think it is important for the students' issues to be made front and center, right? So the issue of the fee hike needs to be made front and center. And so I understand the concerns about the politicization of that. But I think, I mean, as you have said, the important thing to remember is that student-focused issue is certainly connected to the broader political system, and indeed the response of the university in such a repressive manner is really indicative of the fact that the university system is really a mirror of what goes on at the national level, and that students' issues will not really be dealt with until the oppressive political system is dealt with. Now, in terms of the involvement of Pastor Mawarire, I think it's really a lot of the criticism I feel is unfair. Pastor Mawarire was asked by students to come and give a solidarity message about the students' issues. He exercised his constitutional rights. He, in fact, encouraged the students to remain peaceful, which is, in fact, a positive message. And the fact that he was arrested, some people say that, well, he should have known that he was arrested. Well, you know, just because we live in an oppressive society, should we stop exercising our constitutional rights? I don't think so. I think we need to keep pushing the boundaries.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Doug. And please do stay on the line. Va Peter Mataruse va dzoka izvikare parunare va Peter Mataruse ndi mumiriri wechinoya I think kudare reparamende uyezve vano vasachigaro ve committee yeparamende inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro soro vamataruse coming back to you ndine mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro kuapotera kuimwe chechi kuHarare nhasi. Mukoma wangu muchiripo parunhare?
Chiripo parunhare, chiripo.
Okay, ndina vamataruse sekutaura kwangu ndisachigaro vekomiti yeparliament inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro-soro. Pane zvamunoda kubvunza here kana kuti magrievances enyu amunoda kusvitsa kuna vamataruse vakateerera varipo? Taurai navo.
Isusu sema students epa UZIT taita meeting na dean of students magrievances edu akaitwa kubva muna January akaendeswa kuna the vice chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe. So we wrote a petition, so we expecting kunge tichipiwa mhinduro, but hatina kunge taona mhinduro. I think and I hope kuti the vice chancellor oro vanhu vari kumusoro ko vanoziva our grievances, but ingori nyaya hatizive kuti vakamagarira here kana tavasuda kuti pamhinduro. Saka isusu sekufunga kwedu, we thought kuti this committee ya Mr. Peter Mataruse, ya Mataruse, inoziva nezvemagrievances yedu. Takatonyora pasi sema students.
Ari kutaura mudzidzi vamatarusi.
Mastudents akauya nema grievances awo akanyorwa zvakanaka. Vakabatana nevamwe vekuMSU, vamwe vekuLawayo. And tichiitadano zvokuti tisangane nemayunivhesities akasiyana-siyana tigopa ripoti yakakwana kudare. Ndingati kana vakateerera last week padaitenderera necommunity HIV, ndakatotaura nyaya yemagrievances ndiri kuMSU campus yavo yokuzvishavane ndichitobvunza ndichitsvaga maanza nekuengeja maticha avo. Saka hatisati apedza because mainvesti akawanda, komiti yakawanda, kana tazopedza tichabva tesa ripoti yacho yakakwana nemarekomendations edu kuti apinde mudare.
But specifically isusu sema students.
I think I've lost one of my guests there. I think is that student who is currently at some church, sheltered at some church in Harare. But we'll be trying to reconnect with him shortly. Doug, please do stand by. And Funye, also do stand by. Mr. Mataruse, ndipo mvunzwa nanga nchivunza runare rwenyu rusati rwakata. Nanga nchivunza inini nyaya yema student loans. Iri kufamba sei nyika dzese za ndingafunga nezvadzo. Any normal country, hurumende iri kubatsira ma students vadzidzi nema loan. zvakambenge zvichiitika kuZimbabwe. What's going on now? Why is that not happening?
Takana tokugara pasi na minister tikamuonesa kuti vana vanoda kubatsirwa. And policy ripo ndekuti from August onward vana vachapiwa maloan. The economy yedu haisi capable kuti tipe magrant asi maloan vachaawana from August zvichinda mberi. Ipromise yatakatiwa nehurumende kuti vana vanenge vaakubatsirwa saizvozvo.
Mhm, saka hurumende iri kuvimbisa kuti ichazvigadzira izvi.
Muna August vanenge vakupa maloan.
Muna August. Okay, I understand my student is back and Vamataru saying that the government from August will be giving my student loans. What's your take on that?
So far, we are not mainly concerned about my loans or my grants. As a College of Science, as a Faculty of Medicine, as students, tirikuda kuti fees iregedze kukwira. That's our main preference, and ndizvo zvatirikuda izvozvo, kuti fees inofanira kutombodzika. Zvema grants or ma promises, ema grants or ma loans, izvozvo takasa tadiscuss as ema students. But for now, our main issue was kuti fees ngaidzike, ngairegedze kukwira izvozvo. That's our main take as students izvozvo.
Mhm ukalange bakalange ndaba yefizi ke bathi okwama loan okuthi azabuya ngo August yebo kuhle kodwa udaba olumqoka abangalo kathesi ludaba lokuthi impadalo yehliswe funye and dog would you any of you want to jump in there? Funye first, then Doug.
Yeah, I'm asking you about loans. Let us really back to the economic crisis. With the government, the flexible, ama loans. Once it becomes a problem, you find out with the number of our students at my institution, these are free to the budget in a parliament to offer those loans. I can't be lying. Hence, we say it is impossible for the government to go it alone to go for my students at my loan.
So, how do you think about it?
Kuma iwe forward tina, especially coming from this NASO party city, what the government needs to do, especially the kind of endeavors and loans, is to involve all stakeholders that have interest into the student community. Rights, cooperative world, because these are the same people that can able to provide attachment for our students. Because at the end of the day, they need to do a practical work for them to graduate.
Mm-hmm. Doug, your turn. And also, looking at the national budget, education normally doesn't come anywhere close to defense when it comes to, the budget allocation. What's your take on that?
I'm glad you raised that, because that's exactly the point I wanted to make, is that it really comes down to an issue of priorities for the government. We see budgetary allocations that are completely skewed towards maintaining a repressive state, budgetary allocations towards huge budgetary allocations towards defense and the police and most especially to the travel of the president, who's spending millions of dollars on travel for the president, and a meager allocation towards education. Now, of course, there is need to engage the private sector when it comes to loans for students as well. But then when you have an economic system that is stacked against the revival of our economy, then, you know, it's very difficult for businesses to do that when, you know, the economy has been totally decimated by the policies of this government. But the point remains that education is a constitutional right, which must be given effect to. And so it's crazy in the economic environment that we have, where people are struggling to pay fees as they currently are, for there to be 100% hike in fees. It simply is unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line Doug. Looking at Professor Jonathan Moyo's Twitter feed, he's the Minister of Higher Education. So, Dr. Pesisai Ruanya, in light of the UZ incident, tweeted earlier asking Professor Moyo, would the University of Zimbabwe medical student strike not be a good opportunity to discuss higher education policies around students' funding? To which Professor Moyo replied, it is, and we will take that opportunity. He went on to tweet the way forward, saying that students facing challenges in paying the fees should apply for a payment plan and continue to attend lectures while they are paying agreed affordable installments until outstanding fees are fully paid. Mkomangwe Variku Chechi Mzizi, is that not a good idea?
The issue about my payment plans and itka. Isu sutagara chini ewe yekundi tinofana kunge tichibhadhara. There is current way payment plan. But if you look into the situation, there are a lot of students who cannot afford even to pay the current fees. Yagara itori vapasina an increment. Vantori ne square to use it. And then someone came on and saying, could you now increase the fees and then tine a payment plan? I don't know, but what are they really trying to say? And because payment plan negara to repopa use it. And but we are not even afford to consult but the current amount to repo because our parents, some of our parents, they are vendors. Avato kwanisika na kutotengesa zvekuti vanokwanisa kuti vabate kuti vakwanise kuunganidza school fees. And we came from I can say humble background, but from poor background. You understand? So ndozvinotoitika zvizvo. Tikutaura kuti isusu hatikwanisi kubhadhara mari yakawanda ishi. Mari yakawandisa ndozvatiri kutaura semastudents. Hatiti kuti tinozobhadhara tichidai tichasei, asi tiri kuti hatikukwanisa kubhadhara mari yakawandisa. Not everyone ana baba vanokwanisa kunge vachibhadhara mari yeschool fees yakawandisa, and not everyone ane scholarship. And tikutoti mari iripo yakawandisa zvingaita.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there. Vama taro se nibodzoka kwamuri mataro kuti starting in August ma student loans ari kudzoka. Pane zvimwe zvitsva zvamunogona kutaurira veruzhinji nenyaya dzedzidzo yepamusorosoro zviri kuuya?
Ndingati hapana zvizhinji zvendingada kuwedzera pane zviri kuuya, nekuti chandongoziva pari zvino chekuti promise yatakapiwa naminista nehurumende kuti August vanhu vachawana vachawana maloni. Chandiri kungochemawo ipapa patime andatosvika ndeyekuti generali o mainvesto acho ari underfunded, anotoda kuti tichiwedzerwe. Tinoramba tichingolobha kuti iwedzerwe funding, iwedzere kuti maresource, kuti mainvesto agoita maresearch agosimudza nyika ende mberi, vana vagowana funding yakakwana. Ndezvendingataura kuzhinji.
Mhm. Rambai maga muri parunare mukoma vamatarose ingize kuwe pfunye ngaphandle kwesehlakalo se-University of Zimbabwe lesi sesikhangela nje imfundo yangaphezulu umumo emakolishini ema-universities lapha umi njani?
Nxa sikhangela imfundo yema-universities sihlangana la two main issues okumele siwa-address. Number one, iyindaba ye-privatization of education, because nxa sikhangela in-privatization of education sebe sikhangela abantu abanjengabasefatima, sikhangela abantu abasemadlambuzi, sikhangela abantu abasedongodongwe, sikhangela abantu abasechilamambawu echolotho behluleka uku-assessa imfundo i-half tertiary because of incapacity of i-privatization. Ngoba nxa sikhangela economic status sikhangela ukuthi khona ama-students ona lawa abe ne-15 point and above, they are not able to access i-high and tertiary education, hence leading to ama-capitalist abantu already abalemali being able to access i-high and tertiary education because of the issue of privatization. Kuyela i-privatization leading to disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama-loans, disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama-scholarships. Yes, at the end of the day, babe confronted with my issues with the Avala fees or the Pata.
Mr. Funye, there is an argument that education in Zimbabwe compared to other countries is very cheap. What you guys are required to pay is, you know, next to nothing compared to you know, what students in other countries, for instance America, have to pay. Is that a fair comparison or a false comparison?
No, there's a bogus element as far as that comparison is concerned, because looking at the economic meltdown, and looking at economic quagmire that the people of Zimbabwe are facing, we are confronted with the issue that each and every individual has to survive by a dollar point to survive a day. Why did the students themselves, they cannot even access 10 cents of that dollar point? So hence it brings forth the victimization of students, female students, who at the end of the day have to reside with the cutting points for them to attend lectures at the University of Zimbabwe, who should even reside with cutting points, cell phone park, to be able to access education infrastructure at NAS. Who should also reside with combi drivers at the end of the day, who should transport them from point A to point B. Yes, it is unfair disclosement of this discourse, saying that people in the Republic, Republic meaning Zimbabwe, henceforth have to live within a dollar and a half.
Please do stay on the line there. Coming back to you, Mkomo wangu, Mzizi, ari ku church uko. Fair or foul argument?
Isusu tangati singo taro sima students kute pari zino singo ya kukata mas tine chimo chimo chete changa shida kute chingo nzikwa chimo cha timire igo zino chikutanga ndiche fisi kutifisi nga izikwe jatanga tichingo kumbira at the moment, and then yo zvekuzoti uti utazodzokera kuchikoro utazonodzidza zvazvimwe, but chakaita kuti tiende tinoratidzira yanga iri nyaya yekuti fees ngaidzike, and ndochinangwa chedu ichocho sema students. Every student ndochinangwa chake chekuti fees ngaidzike.
Please do stay on the line there. Ndimbotora mutereri mukoma Donald kuJoni maakadi mukoma wangu.
Ndiripo mukoma kimutungamiriseko?
Ndiripo ameno imimi kuJoni uko.
Mutatarika mukoma inhamo yogaga takatira nhamo zeyatongondinongoramba ichititeverera kwese kwese.
Nhamo nde munhu wese mukoma wangu, ingava dzidzi vari kuridzawo mhere wani.
Yeah, see, hey, you guys don't know. In fact, you have a guru, a minister, Akapinda, Vashibadari, Vashinda was Goro, Zegu, Shivajiwana, Zese, Maskola, she was Buddha, she was Zagu, she handed. You have Kundikana, Kuzivango, thousands of Adams, Akakura, Shita, Vajuana, Zakanaka, Vashinda, Kuvashinda, one half at university, Vashinda Kupima, Zese, and Atorondo. Ese a minister, I've got some cabinet, I was here. My brother, I'm coming out of Panakapina, but you see, Vashinda, you are out of Dakushi, but you are a Maskola. But you want to document it as the Rakamoka sheet, Varume, and this is the Hidarana. In the Kosokan, I protest a Rakuru for Masudin, the Akuruan, but you have the Ukosuka Munigam last night. I might think that I don't know what a pine. Quasna was out
Saga Murukuti, Mkoma Donald Madara, aya ana hanya nevadzidzi nekuti vana vavo vari kudzidza panze kwenyika uyezve ivo pachavo vakadzidzawo panze kwenyika.
Exactly. Wamuona iko zvino mukatasa vazhinji vavana vavo vanotouya vamwe vari kuno kunana Cape Town maunivhesiti vakazara kunana America ikoko ndokwa vanopinda kunana China kukose ndokwa vanoenda ndidi. I remember the one of the Tambura and Vakato Crash, but I am we are speaking Dari. Vasina Maria, you are just in ordinary Chamber, I don't know, 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 I started out to $20. Asi zvekuti ministry yakaita munyama kudaro neko inongopowa nanga sana ziva but vashinga tacho anoziva noti ndokutasa kuzova dzata hazivi zvari kuita izvozvo kuda kutoziva ikoko.
Aiwa mataura mukoma Donald tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Orait mukoma maita basa ndotingotsimbisa vako mukoma wangu vavo nevamwe masidhenzi adzingwa kuti hashingai moyo musadzokera kumashure.
Aha, hanzi rambai makashinga namukoma Donald. Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha Donald ofona South Africa uthi okuhluphayo ukuthi isiphathamandla zikahulumende kazizihluphi ngokulungisa udaba lwezemfundo ngoba abantu abazo bagcwele phandle kwelizwe emazweni afana lapho South Africa ema-university adulayo abanye bangapha emelika abanye bangaphi ngaphi ngakho udubo olubhekane labafundi eZimbabwe uhulumende kalandaba lalo ngoba abantwana beziphathamandla baphandle kwelizwe. Uyakhuluma lapho Donald Funye. Halo Funye. Halo Alista.
Yebo. Yebo mkhona.
Ye ngithi umzilo Donald lapha. Yebo iziphathamandla kazi sihlophi na ngenxa yokuthi abantu abazo baphandle kwelizwe.
Eh ngizwile ama points atezwa uDonald.
Singathi ule point yini and I think he does because look at it this way. Let's take for instance the healthcare system that we have in Zimbabwe. If and only if you know government officials, including the president himself, if they were so much committed to the local healthcare system And if the president, instead of traveling to Malaysia, he committed his health to local doctors, local health institutions, I think we would have a better system. And I think that also goes for the education sector. I'm just saying, sitate umlaleli njalo timbotora mtereri, taba kuenda kumaguma ichirongwa chedu, mtereri mkoma tawuya ku South Africa. Magadi mkoma wangu.
Wanga simba hele baba.
Ataka simba kunge njanji chayo koi mimi.
Ayo watiri nani chando chete chando.
Chando cha pisa.
Chando cha pisa.
Ai nguva yacho mdara. Mapina muchirongwa.
Ai wandinotenda baba. Ndada kutaura nenyaya iri kuitika ho pa university yo. Inyaya inorwadza mukoma. Ngatitarise nguva yatirino, inguva ya June. Wachidzinga wana hawana kwekuenda. Chechipiri, tiri kutarisirawo kuti nyika yedu iwe nana chiremba wemunyika medu. But iwo tiri kuona kuti madhara yaya ari kutoda kuuraya kuti nyika yedu yacho irege kubudirira kuenda mberi. Inogobudirira seiko? Tongorapwa tiri kune dzimwe nyika here? Handizvo ndo zvacho zvatofanira kutarisira kubuilda nyika yedu. Even if nyango wakawapa mascholarship wanhu iwawawo, siwo wachange wachingosenzera vari munyika yedu. Chakashata chii baba? Nyaya iyi inorwadza mukoma, inorwadza. Vamwe vari kushupika kuti vatombobhadhareka mari kadiki diki ikako kekuti vanyore zama. Apa zama raapadhuze vana vaakudzingwa. Which means vazhinji vachatotadza kunyora nekuenderera mberi nenyaya iyoyi.
Nyaya inonzwisa tsitsi chaizvo.
Aiwa, zvinoda kuti hurumende yacho kana iri hurumende chayo chaiyo ine inoziva zvairi kuita ine tsitsi nekubudiriro yenyika inofanira kuact against this situation. Vana vadzokere muchikoro vanyore bvunzo dzavo vazoiwana vachiremba vachatirapa isu tachemberawo tadzoka kunyika yedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma tauya nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndatenda hangu zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Okay, thank you so much. Ngomlaleli utauya fona ese South Africa. Mukoma wangu kuyuze tuko kuchechi ndimbodzoka kwamuri tibvare chirongwa. Tipei mashoko enyu ekupedzisira.
Mashoko ekupedzisira tinotenda nerutsigiro rwatinopiwa nemachechi akasiyana-siyana neorganization dzakasiyana-siyana anotibatsirawo. Especially vati pavo pekurara nekudya nevamwe vanongoramba vachingotikurudzirawo then vamwe ana chiremba vakabatsirawo hanzvadzi dzedu izvezvi vakavapa pekurara ndo vatinotenda. And then tinotarisirawo uyezve tine hope tinotarisirawo yekuti vakuru vedu vachanyorovesa mwoyo vonyatsonzwisisawo chimo chedu uyezve neramangwana vonyatsoonawo kuti mabatiro avakatiitawo sanezuro handifungi kuti avafanira tokumbirawo kuti vasamadzokorodze vanofanira kukoti nzwisisawo ndozvatinotarisa vasina student kutiwo vapavisewo mwoyo wavo vanyorovesewo mwoyo wavo vanyatsoti nzwisisawo situation yedu sena students. Ndiwo mashoko angu iwayo uyezve ndinotenda neruzhinji rwezimbabwe nemashoko ecomfort avari kungotipawo nekudzikira kwavari kungotiitawo sina student but inongotiri pamwe chete nehondo.
Aiwa, tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka mukoma wangu and all shall be well. Tinotenda zvikuru ticharamba tichikurukura.
Okay, maita basa.
Thank you so much, Zimbabwe. This is it from me and Tungamili Komo, your host, and of course the crew behind the scenes. I'd like to say thank you to expelled UZ student that we will not be identifying. You heard from him. We also heard Alistair Funye, Zinasu official, Doug Coltart, my good friend there, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and of course, lawmaker Dr. Peter Mataruse, chairman of the committee on higher education. Again, I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Let's meet again next Tuesday. Good night. kuna Zimbabwe.